Questions about the origins of life usually fall to the evolutionary biologists. I am Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Jeremy England, an assistant professor of physics at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, is using physics to find out how life began.
A scientist's job is always to propose a model of the world that helps us use one observation to predict and explain another one. For example, when you find a pine cone on the ground, you probably don't wonder how it got there, since your working model is that things fall to the ground when they're not being held up by something, like a branch or a stem. In another sense, though, pine trees and other living things like them present us with a puzzle, because all life that we know of seems to be born from things that are already alive. So where did life come from in the first place? Science can never tell us for certain what happened in the past, but it does help us to sift through different models of the past, testing how consistent they are with various assumptions and observations we make in the present. In England Lab, we model what happens when you take a clump of matter that no one would call alive and then start zapping it with a source of energy, like sunlight, while it is held at constant temperature by a surrounding bath of air or water. Taking Newton's laws as a starting point, we have been able to show mathematically that the clump of matter should rearrange itself over time into more and more specialized shapes that get better and better at absorbing energy from their surroundings. The intriguing and experimentally testable suggestion is therefore that if we look in the right place, we might be able to observe surprisingly lifelike behaviors in objects and materials that we normally think of as being stone dead. If we succeed in doing so, we still won't know for sure where life came from. But then again, how do you know how all the pine cones you see got in the ground, anyway?
That was Jeremy England of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
Cones and needles lie atop the dark soil.